Thanks to the war on drugs of Duterte, we Filipinos are safe again. Once again, we feel safe in the streets. In the streets of San Palok last year, we couldn't walk. You know, before Duterte, we couldn't walk in the streets of San Palok at night. I had waitresses gun held, you know, several. Students couldn't walk in the street at 2 a.m. Now they can. Now you say you can see young students walking at 3 a.m. in the middle of the street. So to all those people who are scandalized by the war on drugs, the human rights, etc., how about the human rights of the people who don't take drugs and feel unsafe? How about the safety of the people who go to work every day? How about the safety of the students who have to go home late? Of a young girl that has to go home late? How about the safety of those? You gotta choose. You gotta choose. You cannot just get the human rights, etc., 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 and give all the safety to those drug, to the drug pushers, to the drug dealers, to the drug consumers. You wanna keep them safe? And keep unsafe the people who wanna go work, the people who don't do drugs, the people who wanna go study? Those are the ones you gotta keep safe. Not the drug pushers and the drug consumers. You wanna do drugs? Fine, fine. Do it at home. Inside your house. Okay? Never in the streets. So I really clap the initiative of Duterte against the drugs, against smoking. We cannot smoke anymore in the streets. Yes! Thank you, Duterte. Let the people smoke at home, dirty their own homes. Yes! Aside, hopefully, some people will get healthier and not smoke anymore. It's working. We're gonna have healthier youth. We're gonna have safer streets. Safer everyone. You know, I have some relatives or some friends that say, no, you know, because they're scared of losing freedom. Okay, I get the point. They think the martial law of Marcos is coming back and the atrocities are gonna happen, etc., etc. Okay. You are not in the streets of Manila. You, my rich friends, don't walk in the streets of San Palok, Manila, where I've seen a lot of things happen. Where I could feel the fear 2 years ago. And now, I can walk in the street, being a white guy. Young girls can walk in the streets safely, okay? Relaxly. And that has no price. It doesn't ruin the life of one person. If you do it at home, that's fine. Okay, you're not ruining. I mean, if you live alone, if you don't have kids, if you don't have parents, okay? Who you will affect. If you don't even have friends. I don't want you to be my friend and be drugged the whole day. I don't want. I'm not gonna keep on going with you. You do it once in a blue moon, fine! Okay, that's fine. But if you're doing it repeatedly, your head is not gonna work anymore. And our relationship is not gonna work anymore. And you're not gonna be able to work well anymore and attend to your clients and attend to whoever. You're ruining the love. Your love life, you're ruining the life of the people you love around you. End up damaging someone, end up stealing something. If you're rich enough, drug yourself at home, that's fine. Do whatever you want at home, okay? But not, don't drug yourself and then go to the streets, which was the dangerous part of all of this. Drug people walking around the streets, hurting other people who just want to go to work, who just want to go to study. Yeah, there's no right for that. That's not human rights. You have the human right of the people who want to do their regular life is way above the human right of a guy who wants to take drugs or sell drugs and go to the street and damage those other people. Okay? And it happened a lot. because some people don't have control. If you have super control and you drug yourself at home and you don't bother anyone, you lock yourself in and you don't bother anyone, fantastic, good, enjoy your life. You wanna do that? Fine, I disrecommend it, but fine. Freedom, okay? But the people who do it and do it in the streets, or do it at home and then go to the streets, or the people who are drinking by 7-Eleven and bothering everyone and dirtying the place and peeing on the streets and smoking in the streets, doing drugs in the streets, go to EDSA, you can see all the kids sniffing ointment in front of police. Let's do something. Let's fix this country. Finally, we have someone with the balls enough to go against everything and anything, and out of love to fix this country, out of love for this country. We have a hero, Duterte. Thank you, Duterte. You're a hero, you're a superhero. Going against anything, against public opinion, against other countries' opinion. You know, they talk a lot about Duterte out of the Philippines, saying a lot of bullshit about him. But you know what? Most of the people in the Philippines, in his country, the ones he affects, love him. Yeah? Most of the people in this country love him. I'm just a Duterte supporter who can see clearly what's happening. I can see clearly how it affects me and the people around me. In Sampaloc, Manila, we see it constantly, fighting corruption, finishing the red tape, finishing all this bullshit fixers. Something to fix yet? We have to wait 3 months for a passport appointment. It's crazy. Everyone was wanting a change. Everyone, oh, let's change the Philippines. Let's hope some politician changes the Philippines. Well, he's changing it. He's changing it, and he's changing it very fast. Do you think change is not gonna be painful? Do you think change is easy? It's not. Change is always painful. Growth is always painful. Learning is always painful. Change comes at a price. So if you want to change, you gotta pay the price. Are you willing to pay the price? There's some people who will always have an excuse to attack Duterte. You know, it's fucking hard to be the president, you know? I tell you, you who talk so much, why don't you run for president and do it? You know, you're doing the worst thing you can do. You know what you're doing? You're poking the eyes of the driver. We're all in the same bus. He's the driver. He won the elections, all right? So that's it. You believe in democracy, so now you have a president. He was voted. So accept whatever he fucking wants to do. Accept his leadership. If you're poking the eyes of the driver, we might have an accident. Let's all support Duterte. And next election, let's vote again. And vote whoever you want. Or present yourself, smartass. Present yourself. You. Try to be the president. And try to get all the spanking after. It's fucking hard to be the president. Bravo, Duterte. Bravo. Thank you for being brave. Thank you for being so smart. Thank you for being so matapang talaga. Salamat. Grabe. We have the Punisher. We have a strong man who will kick the ass of whoever's messing up with his country. Stop criticizing. Start appreciating. The man doesn't need this. The man, Duterte, is doing it out of love for the country. He's rich enough and old enough, he could retire in any moment. But he decided not to retire. He decided to give us, to give you, to give me, all us Filipinos, He decided to give us his energy, his life, his ideas, his strength. So appreciate it. I love you, Duterte. Thank you.